Trish, you know, first, thank you so much for calling me, especially around this time for you. You're really, really busy. I mean, as we speak, where are you right now?
I'm in New York.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, you see, I thought you would be in L.A. right now, but New York, what's going on in New York?
It's a little project I'm working on that I can't disclose too much about.
Yeah, well, maybe you can't talk about that, but you can talk about something else that you are up to, which I have to say congratulations. And I have to say I was one of the first people who was able to text you to say congrats on your Hall of Fame induction with the WWE. Did you ever think something like this would happen?
Well, I'd like to think that, yes, I did think one day, obviously, when we go into the business, you think, I want to be the greatest that can be, you know, at what you're doing. And so, obviously, one day would be, you know, an honor to be in the Hall of Fame. It feels like I just was wrestling last week. That's the crazy part. Although I have been retired almost 7 years, which is crazy. So now that I look back, I mean, that was the big thing. Like, wow, yeah, it's been almost 7 years, and I'm completely honored, you know, and the class this year is... it's amazing, and I'm in with some amazing superstars, and it's a real honor for sure.
You know, I want to get into, of course, your history and everything else, but let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, there have been some classes that, you know, getting inducted that people always look forward to. You know, there's the one or two stars. This one here, really, this is like huge. And the fact, because this has happened in New York, and I've got to say, Bruno Sammartino being inducted with you at the same time, that is massive.
It's huge. I mean, when I heard who else was being in the class, it just blew me away. I mean, I'm stunned. I'm starstruck as the, you know, my fellow inductees. Bruno Sammartino, obviously, they asked me a quote. WWE said, you know, what do you think about Bruno being in there? And I said, it's like the Hockey Hall of Fame not having Wayne Gretzky in there. You know, for years they tried to get Bruno. He's the longest reigning champion in the WWE, and he pretty much sort of changed the face of WWE and made it into the modern product that we know it as today. And, you know, there was a lot of, he wasn't happy with the product, and he had some concerns about the way the product was going. And then I guess over the years it's become PG, and he's watched it evolve, and he's a lot more satisfied of how the product is being represented. And then I guess, you know, the big news too was that Triple H secured it, sort of had a talk with him and, you know, sat him down. And, yeah, they finally got Bruno Sammartino. So to be in the same hall, same class as him is amazing. Yeah. And I mean, Madison Square Garden, I mean, it's huge. It's the mecca of all sports places. And so to be there, and this is going to be a really, I mean, you know, I guess you heard the most recent inductee as well.
Yeah, Trump.
Yeah. So it screams New York. I mean, everything about this place screams New York. I mean, you know, obviously that's, you know, Trump's hometown, and it's huge that he's being inducted there. And of course, we've got the hardcore legend Mick Foley, and you know, he's from Long Island. And then, of course, Bob Backlund. I mean, you know, obviously his main history. He's the second longest reigning champion, second to Bruno. And he became champion for the first time in Madison Square Garden. And it's just tons of history. You know, for me, I don't know if you know this, but it was my last Raw match actually when I retired was at Madison Square Garden. So it's pretty awesome. I'm pretty excited.
But, you know, when you look back at your career, I mean, yeah, you kind of said that when you go into this, you want to be a champion. You want to be a multi-champion. You want to hold the championship for as long as you can. You want to be in the Hall of Fame. But really, though, when you take a step back, did you think that you would make not just these type of accomplishments, but to be considered literally, and forget about just saying female wrestlers. I don't even want to use that term. Just wrestler, period. Did you ever think you would be considered one of the best of all time?
Well, you just hope and you strive for that. You know, like I said, that's what you strive for. And then you hope it all works out in the end.
Talk about why you decided you wanted to get in wrestling. Because I remember, I was talking to a couple of people about this a few days ago, and they remember when you used to help out here over at the Fan 590.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you talked about wrestling. You loved wrestling. You watched it all the time.
I was a huge fan. And I've always said that, you know, the best jobs or the best careers stem from a passion. And so, I mean, yeah, I was just, that's what it came down to. I was a huge wrestling fan, and I love the fact that I was able to go and, like, when I first got asked to host this radio show, I thought, gosh, I get to go and speak about wrestling for a couple hours with other wrestling fans. Yeah, cool, sign me up, you know. And I mean, we were doing the show at like 1 a.m. There was, you know, people were listening, and there was those fans, and, you know, we were always, as wrestling fans, you know this too, we were always used to sort of watching wrestling at odd times. And you know, finally, of course, you know, it became prime time. It was never on at 9 o'clock at night before, back in the day. And so, just being a huge fan and having that opportunity to speak with other wrestling fans was very cool. And I swear, just everything just happened so naturally. You know, I was in the fitness at the time. I was doing the fitness modeling. And rumors started about me coming on to the show and, you know, which were completely false at the time. But I don't know. I mean, everything happens for a reason. You know, I told you my quote is my motto in life is preparedness meets opportunity. So when all these crazy rumors were swirling, I thought, well, what if they did call? I mean, I should go and prepare the best possible package. So that's the first time that I went down to a gym in Toronto. I found out where Edge, another Canadian wrestler that, you know, he was in last year's Hall of Fame, went down, found the gym that he trained out of and knocked on the door and said, hi, I'd like to become a wrestler. I looked in and there's a bunch of guys there in the gym in this gringy Rocky Balboa style gym and I became a wrestler. And he said, well, you're going to be the only girl here. And I said, that's fine. You know, I was used to kind of a bit of a tomboy, used to playing with the boys. And I learned how to wrestle. And sure enough, WWE called me a couple of months later, it was about 4 months later. And they asked me, you know, would you be willing to get physical in the ring? I mean, the role of the female has evolved a little bit. I said, well, yeah, I've been training for about 4 months now. So that went a long way. I went home with a contract, and that was in 99. So, of course, I made my debut in 2000, and, didn't start off as a wrestler, but eventually, yeah, I ended up a wrestler.
How did you handle that landscape, especially because back then it was considered very, very edgy? There were no rules, good guy, bad guys. It was a blur. And, of course, sex sells. How was it for you getting into the game back then and dealing with all these type of elements and also the travel, not being home, not being, you know, ends up being your husband, you know, your fiance back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many different elements were going on for you, and you had to produce every time you stepped in the ring.
It was just one of those things, you know, they throw you into the fire and you just got to do it, you know, throw you into the water, you got to swim. That's kind of what happened. I mean, I'll never forget it. I remember, you know, I was 24 years old. I wasn't old enough to even rent a car at the time, and you're expected to, you know, go rent your car and figure it out. Get to the arena by, you know, 8 o'clock and find your own hotel room. And then after the show, go ahead and drive to the next town and get to the next arena. And I remember, like, just at one point I said, I think I was like in like Kansas or somewhere, you know, totally in the middle of nowhere and just going, wow, what am I doing? Like, this is crazy. I'm driving, I'm finding this arena and then I'm going to go have to wrestle and it's nuts. But I love it. I love the challenge. And I think, you know, my life for me, I've always said I want to be challenged. And so certainly I was challenged every single night for sure. Of course, challenged with the idea of, you know, me being a female in the world of wrestling, which, you know, there was a role for women, but I knew what I wanted to do. I knew that, like, after learning and being trained to wrestle, I was like, this is what I want to do. And at the time, I was just doing the sort of eye candy and, you know, speaking on behalf of the men and playing the traditional valet or manager role. But I knew where I wanted to land eventually. And, you know, lucky for me, it got that way. And I just, you know, got in there every day, got into the ring every single day before the shows and would practice and get better and take feedback from people and honed my craft. And one day, of course, in 2001, I finally got the chance. They put, you know, the title on me for the first time in 2001. And that was when I actually became, you know, got the chance to become a wrestler. And that was even more challenging every week trying to, you know, kind of do better than you did last time. That's what I kept saying to myself. I said, well, I did okay. I got through one night. And the next night we're going to be like, okay, let's try and do this again. And then, you know, it becomes second nature. Your movement becomes what you do out there. You know, it's sort of this dance. You learn the dance steps finally. So then at first you're a little shaky out there and you do the dance steps, kind of just basically going through the steps and going through the motions. And then eventually it becomes part of you and you start to have this rhythm and you find your own momentum and you start to move according to the crowd and what they're looking for. And it becomes really a part of you. And that's at that point when it happens, you never know where you're going to end up because it's suddenly what you do.
Talk about when you won your first title, what that felt like. Everybody I've spoken to in the past, they all say that when you first win your world championship, it's almost like in slow motion. Everything just sort of freezes up, and the next thing you know, the belt is in your hands, and a rush of emotion comes through your body. Was that the same thing for you?
Absolutely. You just completely described it. I mean, it's surreal because there's all that stress going into this match, and you know that there's, I mean, especially in this match, we had we had no women's division. So at this point, they're like, okay, we're bringing back the women's division tonight. We're picking six of the best wrestlers, or the only wrestlers we have in the company, six women wrestlers, and we're all putting them in the match. And I knew that I was going to be the champion. So, you know, that's, you're carrying a lot going into that. And I knew I was the underdog going in. I knew that people, A, either didn't expect me to win, maybe didn't think I would deserve to win, who knows. But I was very new to the business, and they hadn't seen me necessarily perform as a professional wrestler yet. So to be crowned champion, that was, because now it meant, okay, we've got this women's division, and here's the ball, go carry it. And so that was my challenge, and I accepted it greatly and said, no problem, let's do this. But amazing, you know, everything was surreal. I sat there, I just remember looking around, and you're holding this title. And that's everything you want as a female competitor. This is what you go for. So amazing experience, and in looking around, and to be with my colleagues, and just, it's something that, although I won the championship, it was like, we knew as the women, this is the beginning of what we could possibly make into the best women's division ever. And I like to think that we did over the next few years.
And excuse me, then you went on to win, correct me if I'm wrong, is it six or seven?
It's seven.
Seven world championships. Yeah. I remember one time I made the comment to you, I said, you know, you're like the Ric Flair of women's wrestling. And I remember you gave me this look like, don't you ever call me that ever again.
Well, if I was, I'd still be out there wrestling right now, no?
Very true. But the thing is, and that's just it, because even when you retired, and you did come back for a few matches, you still looked so good. A lot of people kept thinking, is she going to come back? Because I think that if you decided to step back in the ring, you could get championship number eight easy.
I've heard that before. I've been proposed it before. I just knew that when I retired, I was retired. And I always said, like, you know, of course, it's a funny thing. It's a famous thing that wrestlers retire, they don't really retire. They kind of come back a lot. So I made sure that, you know, the few times I did come back, it was for something very special, and it was to work with someone that maybe I hadn't worked with yet. But to go back full time, I just knew that, no, I was done. You know, I was pretty much done with the full time wrestling. I loved it when I went back, and, you know, the last stint I had was about 2 years ago when I went back at WrestleMania, and I worked with Snooki. She was my partner, and I worked with Michelle McCool and Layla, and that was an awesome, you know, experience, because I really enjoyed working with Michelle. You know, and then the thought, yeah, of course, it was proposed to me, come back, you know, to somewhat full time. But I just have so much going on here. You know, when I left there, I decided, you know, I came home and I started, you know, my main focus when I initially retired was family and just being home with my, you know, friends and family. I missed so many friends' weddings and kids being born and things like that. So I just had to reconnect with my home and my roots. My business, you know, I've been building my business, and it's of course, it's very important to me. So that, I just always knew I could never leave this. It's what I do every day, is my business and my you know, my studio and things like that. So
yeah, and let me jump in there, because you have a yoga studio.
I do, which I think, have you been to? No,
really. Not yet. We keep talking about me coming down there, and something always comes up. But I'm gonna try to make it down
always
there this
does.
Year.
Yes, we gotta make this work. We need you to get into the downward dog.
So you got the studio going on. How has that been for you?
It's been great. You know, it's always, again, it's like, I love challenges. So when I finally decided, so I fell in love with yoga after an injury in wrestling. I actually had been diagnosed with a herniated disc, and they wanted to send me off to have surgery. And I said to them, well, could I try to rehabilitate it instead? I'd rather not have the surgery. So they sent me home to do the rehab, and traditional rehab just didn't work for me. Nothing was happening. I found hot yoga, and it was a brand new thing at the time. It was sort of just starting to, you know, pop up on street corners. And I did it for 2.5 months straight. And really, I mean, a daily practice just completely reversed the damage. I went back, and, you know, this was probably at championship number four I did it. So I went back, and, or maybe five. And so I went back and won two more championships. I feel like I went back in the best shape of my life and was injury free. That's the most important thing. I went back, and it was like a whole different body that was wrestling now. I was able to take the bumps, and the recovery time was better, and just, it was amazing. It changed my life basically, and had made me have a really great finish to my career, and allowed me to leave healthy. You know, when I delved into it. I mean, when I said I did, it was friends, family, and yoga when I retired. That's all I did. And then one day I just thought, well, I just need, like, I kept spreading the word. I kept saying, you got to try this. You got to try this. And so I thought, well, let me just open a studio and let everyone figure out how amazing this is. And I opened up the studio in Vaughan, and, you know, Stratosphere was sort of my first business. I had my business venture out of wrestling. And so, you know, it was a challenge. And of course, something like, okay, this is something I've never done before. But I just, again, it was stemmed from a passion. You know, it was something I believe in. It's something I love. And I totally, you know, stand by the theory of yoga. And so that's what's allowed me to spread this message. And, you know, I mean, obviously now yoga is quite, when I first opened the studio, people were like, what is yoga? You know, kind of thought, is it incense and pretzel poses? But you know, as everyone knows now, it's not. And although there are those classes, but you know, lots of athletes do it, and it's very, you know, kind of mainstream now. So, and I'm glad. So, you know, a lot of people are finding how wonderful it is to have a practice of yoga in your life and how life-changing it can be. And so it's been great. So it's been almost 5 years now, and it's growing nicely, and we have lots of Stratospherians, and we will one day make you a Stratospherian.
Absolutely. But then, of course, you can help me help you be part of Team Liquid. Talk a little bit about this, please.
Oh, well, Team Liquid, it's awesome. It's a team comprised of pro athletes from all different areas of sports. So we have, he's our captain, I guess you could say, is Steve Nash. We've got Matt Ryan, Russell Martin, Tora Bright, and myself. And we are all part of Team Liquid. Now, Team Liquid is for a company called Liquid Nutrition. So we've all become equity partners in this company. And it's a functional beverage store. So you may start seeing them pop up on corners in Toronto. There's three locations in Toronto right now. There's one in Oakville. They started out in Quebec. And they're an amazing company. I love what they're doing. And for me, you know, I'm always trying to spread the word of health and fitness. So aligning with them is just another way for me to give other people tools to find ways to be healthy and, you know, integrate that into their daily lives. So we're on a really great mission right now to just like a really strong franchise model, and it's popping up all over Canada and the U.S., and they've got locations secured across Canada right now. And it's great. It's a wonderful company. They allow me to be hands-on. I mean, when I first signed with them, and I created a shake that I called Namaste. And so they allow me to do that and be part of the marketing, and it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. And, you know, I'm aligned with wonderful athletes, and Arlene Dickinson sits on the board as well. So to hear from her and get some feedback from her, and just, you know, any word from her is just amazing business advice. And so it's been a great experience working with these great people. And you should look for this store. It's called Liquid Nutrition. It's amazing. The drinks are fantastic.
So you have time for this. You've got your other business, but then you still have time to work with one of the biggest shoe companies, New Balance. What's going on with that?
Oh, it's really cool. Well, New Balance just launched a shoe called the Minimus shoe. And you've probably heard all the rage. They're barefoot. The feeling is like you're barefoot when you're wearing these shoes. So the Minimus shoe just is their campaign they've put out. And if you go to a Sport Check store all across Canada, I'm the poster girl for that. And it was cool because yoga is my main way of working out. And I've been getting into CrossFit and functional training and circuit training as well, just in addition to my yoga. So they approached me to do this campaign. And I love it because the Minimus shoe is amazing. It's such a, you know, really, because coming from a yoga background, I'm used to being barefoot, and I'm used to, you know, the reason we do it in barefoot is because of the balance, and you have your solid foundation. And this shoe is the same thing. It doesn't feel like a running shoe. It feels like you're literally barefoot. And they're awesome. And also you can run in them, and it's an amazing line. So, you know, aligning with them was really great as well. And again, just spreading the word. I mean, it's cool to see on Twitter when I go, hey guys, check out my this new campaign I'm in, and they're like, wow, I want to try the shoe. So you're inspiring people to, like, I'm going to do this when I work out. You're inspiring people to find the tools they need to lead these healthy lives. So so that's kind of what I've been doing, just trying to align with the right partners that have the same message that I do.
So you have all this going on, and I remember you and I, the last time we spoke, we actually talked about something that you have sort of dwelled in back and forth, acting. And of course, you got a great movie that came out, and it's going on Blu-ray, I do believe.
Yes, Bounty Hunters is out on Blu-ray. And it's got some great extras. I did some commentary on it. It shows sort of like we created this neat thing. We called it like the makeup of a fight scene. So we broke down all the elements that make up a fight scene. So that, like, the mechanics of a fight scene, which was kind of cool. And, you know, showed the work that I did with my stunt coordinator, and really cool stuff. So yeah, that's out now. And, gosh, that movie, I've enjoyed such success with that movie. It's, you know, spawned some interesting projects that have come my way now after that project. And so, you know, who knows, maybe I'll be dabbling some more in that area.
So when are we going to have a chance for you? Because I think with all this stuff going on, there's got to be a chance of you writing a book or something.
Rudy, you read my mind. Are you looking at my desk?
Yes, I am.
I've always sort of said, yes, I'd write a book. And I'm a little bit, you know, it's I sat on the biography side of things. But lately, of course, my mission with trying to get everyone healthy and fit, I've, you know, started to write all of these things I do. Like it's basically an ongoing project now where I thought, well, let me just, you know, document all this stuff. I mean, I have so many, you know, recipes and diets and my, you know, the Stratosphere Yoga, a yoga style that I developed, you know, I try to spread the message of yoga's fantastic, but I think people got to really focus on strength training as well as yoga. And that's what my style is, Stratosphere Yoga. So I started to write it all down and suddenly all of a sudden you have all these notes. You're like, oh, I'm writing a book. So I'm working on a book right now.
Incredible. I don't know how you do it with that tiny frame of yours, but wow.
You do it with yoga, really. It's all about balance. You take the breaths and you take your breaks and you disconnect, you know, for an hour and a half a day and have some one-on-one time with you. And then you go back to the craziness. And guess what? The craziness doesn't feel as crazy.
No, it doesn't. And you know, one of the things I've enjoyed so much is I've had the chance to watch your career as it's blossomed, whether it be in wrestling or your outside project. So I'm thrilled to say that I've been a part of being able to talk about everything that you've done. What advice can you give anybody who wants to follow their dreams? Because you've definitely done it.
It takes a lot of hard work, no matter what you do. So be prepared to work hard. But, I mean, if it's fueled by passion, believe it, it will come true. Because everything from the wrestling to my yoga business to everything is fueled by a passion. And the hard work is nothing. And at the end of the day, like, people, clearly, my family calls me a workaholic. But I go, but I love it. I love every minute of the day. I love everything I do. And at the end of the day, when I'm making others feel healthy and feeling good about themselves as well, that's the best reward in the world.
Are you ready, though? Are you ready for this? I mean, are you ready for that induction? Are you ready to make the speech? Because you got to have a speech. Do we even know who's inducting you? And are you ready to put that ring on your finger?
Yes, I'm definitely ready for the ring on my finger. I think that's going to be the coolest thing ever. I'll definitely send you a picture of it. I'm writing the speech right now. There's a lot of people, my God, there's a lot of people in my life that I have to thank for, you know, what got me from, sitting from... you know, becoming on strike with my university to end up being a wrestler. There's a lot of things that happened during that time that a lot of people were in my life I'm very thankful for that I have to thank. So I got to figure out how you fit all those people in to say thank you before that music plays at the end. So I'm working on that right now. And of course, you know, the most important thing probably is working on the dress. Got to get that right dress, you know.
Absolutely.
And we're not sure about who's inducting me yet. You'll see. It'll be a nice surprise.
Well, if you need somebody to help induct you, I can do it. I can just jump up there and do it.
You're available, okay? Put it noted. Noted.
Trish, thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you, Rudy.
Oh, and before we go, if folks want to get in touch with you, website, Twitter, where do they go?
TrishStratus.com. You can find everything you need there. And my Twitter is TrishStratus.com. So it's TrishStratus, C-O-M at the end.
Fantastic. Trish, congratulations again.
Thanks, Rudy.